League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Bag Room. I'm Ryan Bellinger. It's great to have you here with us. Greg Cavill is our guest today. He's the global head of engineering for Golf Pride, and we're talking about their new Align Max grip. So, Greg, thanks for being with us. First of all, you're down in North Carolina at the Innovation Center. For folks who maybe aren't familiar, let's talk about that for just a quick second. Can you tell us about the facility? It really is a pretty incredible place. I've had the opportunity to visit.
Yeah, we're really lucky. So, firstly, thanks for the opportunity to talk to you today. We're based in Pinehurst, North Carolina, very, very close to the town center. We're actually off number 8 for any of your listeners who know this area. Pinehurst number 8. So you drive in through the gates and immediately turn left, and that's where the Innovation Center is. So that's where our headquarters is based. And we're very lucky because we have all of the manufacturing techniques and machines that we use at a plant level here, and also additional capabilities for rapid manufacture of prototypes and concepts and everything. So we can manufacture in one day and then take them up to the range and start to work with the consumers and get feedback and start to refine. So it's an exciting space. Very different from where we started. When I started the company about 9 years ago now, we were in a very, very different building, had its sections, you know, different functions were tucked away in different corners, and we'd meet in conference rooms with no windows and everything else. Now it's almost like a mini Google. It's really, really cool. So we've been here since I think 2019 and just slowly keep evolving the space. So yeah. Lucky.
It really is a pretty cool spot. So if you are down in the Pinehurst area, please go check it out. There's a public component to it. It is very cool to see. Last time I was there was probably 3 years ago, and getting to see just the volume of SKUs, the volume of stuff that Golf Pride makes to the individual golfer, it really is kind of overwhelming. But it goes to show how far Golf Pride is willing to go to meet the needs of individual players. So You brought back reminder grips, right? You brought those back in the Align series, and that was response to a player interest, a player need. So What was the response or the feedback from the consumer that then ultimately led to Align Max?
So it was a successful launch. Yeah, we did it in MCC, MCC Plus 4, Tour Velvet, and Z-Grip. So it had a wide portfolio, both in standard and mid-size. And it's the first time that a reminder rib has been also a visual, had a visual component within the design. Yeah. So, it was really key. It had gained popularity very quickly. And at the same time, over the years, as, people have tried it out, you know, it's been on tour, you've seen a lot of activity on tour, a lot of success on tour with players, and also, in the, you know, just our normal amateur, portfolio, we noticed that there were elements that we needed to improve upon. And that's really what led to Align Max. So the original design, the original Align, which is still in the market and we're not pulling it, you know, it's there you go, there it is. It has an important role to play. But for those players who want the maximum feedback to drive hand placement, that's where Align Max comes in. And to do that, we had to start from square one. The original Align is a design that is, it's a composite design or a sandwich. You have the Align Ridge, which is actually a firmer material sitting on the base material of the body. And it for the majority of players, you can really pick it up in your hands. But it does have limitations. Yeah, as you stretch and you put it over multiple layers of tape, that prominence of the actual rib can start to be reduced a little bit. So what we wanted to do in the case of Align Max was to tackle those limitations and come up with a design which is on the, really providing you maximum feedback, maximum poke, very, very stable. So instead of it being a sandwich construction, it is now what we call a three-board construction. That rib is one element or one component that sits on the shaft itself, and then the rest of the body is co-molded to it. So I have here, the rib itself. You can see it as a solid structure. So very, very different. We went through multiple iterations of this. It's taken a long time to refine it to a point where we're really happy and we're meeting all the requirements of the consumer. That goes from the actual material we're using, the specification of that material, thermoses, etc., right the way through to the cross section of it, making sure that it's not too aggressive in the hands. It's comfortable, it's engaging, but at the same time, it leads to consistent hand placement. That's what it's all about.
Were the original lines a challenge for players who might have wanted a bigger grip or multiple wraps underneath that grip in the installation?
Yeah, the original line, we found that certainly in the upper hand where you've got the thickest part of the material, we certainly as you went up in size, like for a mid-size, for example, the amount of poke would be reduced. And that obviously is not playing on the theme. And we understood that. And hence, that was one of the big things we needed to tackle with Align Max, making sure that it doesn't matter what size you're playing, how you're actually customizing the grip once you've purchased it and put it on your clubs. It can be one layer of tape, it can be four layers of tape. It's going to give you the same amount of performance. So it's a consistency story, not just in install, but also how it engages with the hands. What I would say is that we can provide you with this technology, but it's still you still need to take care in how you use it. Yeah, you need to really focus on when you place your hands on the grip, making sure that that line is in the same place every single time. It's there for feedback, but it's almost like a steering wheel. Yeah, you can place your hands on the steering wheel multiple ways, and therefore you might not get the benefit of the car, in terms of its responsiveness and stuff. It's the same with the Align. We still encourage players just to take time, like you do on your stance and your setup, when you're addressing the ball, how you grip the club in the first place and how you use the Align Max technology is key. Once you get that, and you have that discipline, the shot dispersion, just the consistency of strike and everything is definitely improved.
What I would say, I feel like the Align, I mean, both of these grips are obviously tactile feel, right? They're tactile reminders, but I feel like the original line is, this isn't totally accurate, but more of a 2D reminder of you feel the ridge. It is relatively flush though to the rest of the grip versus the Align Max, which feels more like a, for lack of a better term, a three-dimensional experience of a reminder. Almost more, this is almost more akin to what I would have felt when I had a reminder grip in my clubs 30 years ago.
You've got two situations. You've got it while it's installed, which is what we've been talking about, but also in the free state, yeah, when you're going into a store and you want to feel the grip itself. The original line, it once it engages with the shaft, that's when the Align feature lifts. And therefore, there's a lot of consumers who go into a store, we found, and they pick it up and they've heard about it, they've read about it, they've done all their research, but it doesn't translate until it's been put on the club. With this design, with the Align Max, it is static, and it doesn't matter if it's uninstalled or installed on the club. You are going to feel it. To your point, it's 3D, so it also helps in describing the benefit right from the get-go. As soon as you pick it up out of the basket at your local retailer, you will understand what the Align is all about, and then it's up to you just to decide on the appropriate size and also the style, whether you want the plus four or whether you want the standard profile.
I think we all probably on the consumer side just kind of take for granted that these things happen and they're produced and made. But there's a lot of work that obviously went into making a three-dimensional ridge happen, the application of it, the design of it, width of it. how much iteration goes back and forth with your team figuring out the proper width, whether in this case it's smooth or there's different tactile elements inside of that ribbing. How does all of that unfold among your team?
So it all starts with the consumer. And I say that in very, very genuinely. I mean, everything that we do is based, and that's why we're in this building. You know, we realized we needed to shift the way that we develop product, and this building was a result of that. And what it's done, it's allowed us to really get to work day in day with the consumer. We have our retail lab, as you're aware, at the front. You know, it's open door policy. They come in and they learn about it. We help with fittings, et cetera. At the same time, it helps us refine our interactions with the consumer and to understand what the true pain points are with relate as it's related to the Align. As already mentioned, you know, we knew we had some limitations. We don't want to rush anything to market. Yes, we have our schedules, just like everyone else in terms of global launches. So we have to make sure that we, you know, we hit our milestones that you know that are part and parcel of the development process. But we spend a significant amount of time on the front end with all these different concepts, and that's what this building's about, is to be give us the freedom to experiment. At the same time, it's also important that we stay within the rules of golf. So, conformance rulings and the USGA, making sure that we're working at the very front end with the USGA to understand, you know, what is acceptable, what isn't acceptable, and then also, you know, use that information as we develop and keep refining the concepts down the development cycle. So we tried a whole host of different cross sections, for example. And feedback was that, yes, they measure correctly, but they were not traditional in feel. And we want something which is traditional in feel. So we went back to the drawing board. And it's not just that you mold in a different shape. There's so many different processes that we have to refine to ensure that the end product is consistent and measures correctly every single time through every installation, you know, a format that you come up with. So, we did try with different widths. We tried with different lengths. We tried with different cross sections, always going back to the consumer, figuring out what works, what doesn't. Not everyone's the same. Everyone has their own point of view. So, decoding that, and slowly but surely, we got to a point where not only the end user is benefiting from the design, but also the installer. Yeah, we also knew that the original Align was more problematic when it comes to installing on the shaft. Can twist. There are methods that you use to limit that risk. But at the end of the day, we understand it's time's money. Yeah, these fitters, they need to be able to install efficiently and as quickly as possible, so they have more time talking to their consumer, understanding their needs, and you know, refining their or getting the custom clubs as required. So we've tried to also tackle that and make the grips themselves torsionally more stable, so they're easier to apply. So hopefully, you know, as this comes to market, the fitters will notice that, and we'll get some positive comments. Again, there's always room for improvement. So even though we are now about to launch, and we're very confident in this, you know, we're very fortunate straight out of the box. It got its first tour win at the Farmers, so that was super exciting. You know, we are still open to receiving, you know, feedback that we can then take on board, and we will continue to experiment. And if it's this or it's continued line extensions, you know, hopefully those improvements will keep on coming. But yeah, it takes a long time. And once you have concepts, it's one thing to be able to do 10, 15 of these grips and get them in the hands of consumers. It's another thing when you're actually manufacturing millions of them. Yeah. So there is also a lot of collaboration with our manufacturing teams, our operational teams, making sure that our quality, you know, that Golf Pride is known for, is maintained no matter what. And that takes a lot of time. Working with our on-site R&D teams at the manufacturing facilities, and also the operations teams, making sure that we've got control plans in place. There's always a surprise around the corner with regards to manufacturing challenges. We design for manufacture. We have robust processes to do that. At the same time, always there's always something which comes across, and we have to work to solve for that as well, without compromising the overall concept. That's the big challenge.
Obviously, the reminder piece of this is kind of the star of the grip, right? But in terms of the manufacturing process and having the ridge not necessarily not be co-molded into it in the same way the Aligns were, does that create manufacturing opportunities for different varieties of this grip in the Align Max that maybe didn't exist in the Align?
Potentially, yeah, great question. We're always looking. We firmly believe in the Align technology. We have data showing its benefit. At the moment, it's offered in the MCC family. There are also, we have it on tour at the moment in Torbellet and C-Grip, and I'm sure they, come to fruition. They'll be launched at a later date. But we're also looking at ways to leverage this technology for other product lines. And in some cases, this form of, or this structure works to our advantage. And in other cases, it actually will be a little bit more challenging. But we have a product roadmap for several years ahead. So we understand what we're, and that's very important, yeah, because it's not that all of a sudden we can just switch something on. We need to, again, develop it and make sure that for that key consumer segment, that it is designed appropriately and it's giving the results that that they're expecting. So we have these timelines in the future, and then we build back, the development cycle to support that. To answer your question, yes, this type of Align feature does allow us now to extend it into other categories if we so wish.
You mentioned kind of timelines and planning, and obviously this stuff doesn't happen overnight. The design, the architecture, the engineering, all of that takes a long time. Then you've got to get to the, as you mentioned earlier, the manufacturing part. When did that start, and what's the lead time for that look for a new product that's coming out to market?
So typically, we run on about an 18-month cycle from working through concepts to, the start of production. In the case of Align Max, it was actually double that. It took a significant amount of time. One, there was a lot more work on the front end to really understand all the different consumer segments that are using the original Align, filtering down exactly what the weaknesses were, coming up with the concepts, working with the USGA way earlier to ensure that everyone, there were no surprises. Everyone was comfortable with what the approach we were taking. At the end of the day, this is a much more consistent design, and that's what you're seeing with the amount of poke we're providing. But once we have got to what we call internally as a design freeze, consumer design freeze, we are then actively transitioning to our manufacturing development mode. I say that there is still a lot of early collaboration. We always have to keep mind, front and center, design for manufacture. And we are pulling in our teams overseas to be able to facilitate in that, and also here. So we do have the same compression and injection molding machines here that we have over at our manufacturing facilities, along with additional capabilities we have here for rapid tool manufacture. But at the same time, we're doing it at a scale which is not representative of that of the plant. So the earlier you bring them in, that team, and we're in communication on a daily basis. It's not like, it's once a month or anything like that. It's truly on a daily basis because we have so many different projects running, OEM, retail, et cetera. But this one, because of the complexity, took a lot more dedication, a lot more dedicated time to really refine it. From the seating of the actual Align feature itself, how you get the materials, which we've developed. We're not buying any compounds in. These are all any product that you buy with Gold Bright on they are in-house compounds. We take in raw ingredients and we design our own compounds relative to the need. So it could be high durability, high traction, tack, stability, what you name it. So once we get to that point, it's almost like they're having this sort of like wedge. R&D and responsibility starts to transition to manufacturing responsibility, and they start to lead the program in terms of, as we build up for volume manufacture, if that makes sense. So there is sort of like a handover of the project, but the actual core concept, the designer, the design freeze, etc., those core documents and the specifications that have been outlined to be critical to the program, they are maintained regardless. So they're cast in stone. And then it's okay, so let's identify issues that we were not able to or identify clearly here at the GIC, and then we build it out. And then on top of that, there are multiple trips to the manufacturing facilities from the team here as that process takes place. So, we don't have delays in communication at key milestones. There's always someone on hand to support and make decisions if necessary.
All right, last question for you. There's a lot of heart and soul and time that goes into manufacturing something new and creating something new. For you personally, big or small, what's the thing you're most proud of with the AlignMax?
I think it's taking a technology that has been around for a number of years and getting it to a point where it's so refined that it makes a difference regardless of your skill level. Yeah, we're seeing it on tour. We've already had our first win. We know through the consumer testing and everything else, we always get that wow moment. That's typically they pick it up and go, wow. Next question you typically get is this legal? Right? And once you get to that point, you've made it, you're onto something. And then the third part of it is that our OEM partners, and of course, we want to provide them with line of sight to what we're working on the retail side, because a lot of these designs get in, they take them on for the custom programs and their high-end clubs, etc. And to have the same response from the OEM teams, and of course they've seen everything, been in the industry for years and years, and again you get that wow moment and the same question again. That's when all of a sudden it's like, yeah, this is something which has been really cool. It's been a cool journey. I know where we started. I know where we've ended up. I know the highs and the lows, and there's been many of them. We've gone through several redesigns as this has got, as it's evolved, and to see it all the way through, and then, as I mentioned, to see it come out of the box and win, and that was also cool, because graphically, I think there's been it's an improvement in the way it shows up also on TV. Yeah, I mean, it was clear that it was AlignMax, and I saw on a lot of the social media, people all of a sudden commenting, what was that? What's that grip? That looks like an Align, but it's not an Align, not what I'm familiar with. And you see that starting to build. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think we've touched on all of the key areas where we needed to see improvement. And I'm excited to see, how it takes off, when it launches tomorrow.
Well, Greg Cavill, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us about the AlignMax and your work in it, your team's work in it. Congratulations on what you've created. And for folks who are interested, head to golfpride.com. You can find out more for yourself and get started on your journey if you want to try these for yourself. So, Greg, thanks again.
Pleasure. Great talking to you. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.